Today's Amud is Beitza Chavdaud Amud Beis. We're holding on Chavdaud on the Chavdaud Amud Aleph by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So just as a quick hakdama, so the halacha is that if a person has an animal or food that's prepared for Yom Tif to be cooked, so on Yom Tif you're allowed to cook, Letzarech Haichol Nefesh, Letzarech Yom Tif, you could shech the animal even, you could cook the animal, you could cook the food, and all of that's going to be mutter. However, if a person has, let's say, vegetables that are still attached to the ground, going into Yom Tif, so then even if somehow the vegetables get detached on Yom Tif, let's say a wind comes and knocks it off the ground, or a guy comes and he picks it. In any event, if being that going into Yom Tif, it was in a matziv that you were not allowed to go take it, because it would be kaitzer, you weren't allowed to take it from the ground. So then in such a case, that fruit, those vegetables are considered muksa. And even if they get detached, since going into Yom Tif, they weren't aymei la'achila, so now they're always considered muksa on Yom Tif, even if somehow they get detached. And the same thing with an animal. If you have an animal that's trapped already going into Yom Tif, so then you could shecht it, you could cook it on Yom Tif, and all of that will be mutter. But if you have a wild animal that was not trapped, and so you had no way to get it, going into Yom Tif, you had no way to go get it unless you trapped it, which is Asr on Yom Tif, so then that animal is Muksa. And even if the animal will then get trapped on Yom Tif, let's say you have a trap that you had set out, or a guy goes and he traps it, in any such case where the animal was not trapped, it was still wild going into Yom Tif, so then that animal's muksa on Yom Tif, even if it becomes, even if you end up getting it somehow, it's still going to be muksa. So says the Mishnah now, Metzudeis chayav ba'ayif v'dagim. Let's say a person has traps for a chaya, for an eif, a bird trap, a fish trap, sha'asan me erev Yom Tif, that he put the trap out erev Yom Tif, because again, you can't trap an animal on Yom Tif. Let's say a person has a trap that he set up on erev Yom Tif. So the halacha is that if the animal wasn't yet trapped going into Yom Tif, so la yitol mehen be Yom Tif. So you can't take it on Yom Tif. If let's say Yom Tif morning you wake up on the way you go to shul, and on your way to shul you say, oh look at that, a bird fell into the trap, a chaya, the deer fell into the trap. The halacha is that you can't take it to eat it for your Yom Tif suda. Elam ken yaideya shenitzaydu me'erev Yom Tif. Unless you know for certain that it was trapped before Yom Tif. If you don't know with certainty that it was trapped before Yom Tif, so then you're not allowed to take it on Yom Tif. Now even though it's a suffix, maybe it was trapped before Yom Tif, you weren't looking on Erev Yom Tif. Still the halacha is suffix muchan, at least according to the Tanakam of our Mishnah, suffix muchan is aser. Suffix muksa is aser. Now Be'etzem it's a kasha. Why is suffix muksa aser? If muksa is an issa d'rabbanan. So if I have a suffix, if this animal was trapped before Yom Tif or on Yom Tif, again, I'm not trapping it. The trap was set out by itself. I'm not doing any Isurei Daraisa. The only Shiloh over here is whether or not I could eat it. Is the animal Muksa? If it was trapped before Yom Tif already, so then it's not Muksa. If it only got trapped on Yom Tif, so then it's Muksa. So now I have a suffix if this animal is Muksa. If I have a suffix if the animal is Muksa, so suffix Darabanan Lakula. So I think we mentioned maybe already on Gimel Amud Beis, there the Taisus Yeshanim says that Muksa is very Chamer, and even though typically Safik Darabanan is a Kula, Safik Muksa we go L'Chamer. So if we go like the Taisus Yeshanim, so this Mishnah is very understandable. That's why it has to be that you know it was trapped already before Yom Tif. If you don't know it was trapped before Yom Tif, even if you're just Mesupik about it, it's going to be Aser, because Safik Muksa we go L'Chamer. Rabbi Akiva Eiger on our Mishnah, he says a different shot. We mentioned also over there in Gimel Amud Beis a rule that a davar shiyesh lo matirin, so the halacha is that we're machmir. On Dalam and Aleph also that a suffix, that even though typically we say suffix to Rabbanan Lakula, if it's something's a davar shiyesh lo matirin, it's something that's going to be mutter later on, so then we don't say suffix to Rabbanan Lakula. So too over here. You have the deer that's in the trap. You're not sure if it's muksa. You're not sure it was a trap before Yom Tif or on Yom Tif. Now, matza Yom Tif, for sure it's going to be mutter to eat the deer. So since it's a davar shiyesh lo matirin, if you just wait a little bit, you'll for sure be able to eat it beheter. So then we don't apply suffix to Rabbanan Lakula. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's why It has to be that you know that it was trapped before Yom Tov for you to be able to eat this animal. If you're mesupik about it, you can't eat it because we don't say Savik Darban Lakula, being that it's a Davar Sheish Lamatirin. Malkabonim, that's what the Tanakhama says, that if you find something on Yom Tov morning trapped inside, an animal trapped, stuck in your trap, so you're not allowed to eat it unless you know it was trapped before Yom Tov. Umaisa bin Achriyachu, and it says the Mishnah, there's even a story with a certain guy, Shehevi Dagim L'Rabbi Gamliel, he brought fish as a present to Rabbi Gamliel on Yom Tov. So now this is a case of Safek Muchan, Safek Muksa. You don't know, did he trap the fish, did he get the fish on Yom Tov, or did he get them before Yom Tov? So he brought these fish to Rabbi Gamliel. Va'amar, and interestingly, Rabbi Gamliel said, mutarin hein, not like what we just said. Rabbi Gamliel said that they're mutter. Safik muksa is mutter. Ella, she'ein ritzayni l'kabel heimenu. I just don't want to take it from him. So the guy brought him the present, and Rabbi Gamliel said, be'etzim I'm allowed to take it. In terms of in hilchus muksa, it's 100% mutter. I just don't want to take it. Rashi explains, she'ani sainai, because I don't like him. Interesting, Rashi, I don't like him. That's why he didn't take it. Why not say because Sayna Matanis Yechia? That's what many people were probably thinking. That maybe the Pasuk in Mishlei says Sayna Matanis Yechia. It's not good to take presents. So maybe that's why Rabbi Gamliel didn't want to take the present. How did Rashi know to say that he didn't want to take it because he didn't like him? Maybe he didn't want to take it because of Sayna Matanis Yechia. So the truth is, it's a nidoin whether or not Sayna Matanis Yechia applies to a guy. A yid who tries to give you a present, say Sayna Matanis Yechia, would dictate you shouldn't take it from him. Or maybe you should pay him for it. But by a guy, it's a shaila if Sayna Matanis Yechia applies when a guy tries giving you a present. So if you say that Rashi understood that Sayna Matanis Yechia doesn't apply to a guy, so then maybe that would be helpful over here. So that's how Rashi needed to say that why didn't he take it? It must be he didn't like him. But says the Gemara, now Maisa Listor, you said a halacha that Safek Muksa is Aser. And therefore, if you find an animal in a trap on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it unless you know for sure it was trapped before Yom Tov. And then you bring a story that a guy brought Rabbi Gamliel a gift, a fish, and it's a Safek Muksa, Safek Muchan, and he said, oh yeah, it's Mutter. But you just told me a second ago that Safek Muchan is Aser. So says the Gemara, Chasuri Mechsra V'Hachi Katani. The Mishnah is missing some words, or at least our understanding of the Mishnah is incorrect. And this is really what the Mishnah means to say. That Safek Muchan Aser, that the Tanakamo, as we understood until now, says that Safek Muchan, Safek Muksa is Aser. Now we're missing three words, and that is Rabbi Gamliel Matir. And Rabbi Gamliel says that no, Safek Muksa is Mutter. And then on that, the Mishnah said, "Umay sanami benachri yachad shehevi dagim l'Rabbi Gamliel." There was even a story that supports this idea that we just said that Rabbi Gamliel holds that Safek Muksa is mutter. There was a story where a guy Taka brought some fish to Rabbi Gamliel on Yom Tov, va'amar, and he said that mutarin hein, that be'etzim I hold that they're mutter. Al shein ritzayni l'kabel eimenu. I just don't want to take it from him because, again, Rashi says because he doesn't like him. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, ein halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. The Maisa, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Gamliel, rather, the halacha follows the Tanakama that Safek Muksa, Safek Muchan is Aser. Vika Damasni La Hoditanya. Some say this memra of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that, so we have, the way we just said it just now, is that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Paskin, that Safek Muchan is Aser. The way he said it was by saying, Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara is going to bring two different versions of what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said. It's all going to be the same bottom line. It's going to be the same psak that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that Safek Muchan is Aser, just different ways of how we got there. So one way was by teaching it on our Mishnah, that the halacha is not like Rabbi Gamliel. V'ikad demasni la ahadatanya. Some have the memra on a braisa, that the braisa says, Safek Muchan Rabbi Gamliel matir Rabbi Yeshua iser. That Rabbi Gamliel says it's mutter and Rabbi Yeshua says Safek Muchan is aser. And on that, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. V'ikad demasni la ahadatanya. And some have it that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Paskin again, the same idea, the same halacha, that Safek Muchan is aser, but he said it based off of the following braisa. The braisa says, Sheikhtin mina nigarin biyamtif. The halacha is that if you have an animal inside of nigarin, Rashi says, is bevarin, is these enclosures, that it's already considered it's trapped, So there's no problem to take it from there, to trap it, and to shecht it. So you're allowed to shecht from the nigarin biyamtif. Avoloi min arishasais umin amichmairis. But you can't take it from nets or traps, different types of traps that are suffic. You don't know when the animal is trapped. So you're not allowed to take an animal from one of these traps and shecht it on yamtif because it's suffic muchan. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Reimer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Ba'u matzan mikul kalin, that if you go on yamtif, on Ba'u matzan mikul kalin me erev yamtif, if on erev yamtif you go to the net, and you see, and apparently the way it was, the way it worked, these nets, these traps, is that you had the trap or the net somewhere very far out, and there was a string that was attached to it, maybe like 100 feet away. So you now, you're looking at the string that's by your house. The actual net, the actual trap is very far away. You have the string by your house. So if you go on Erev Yom Tov and you look at the string and you see that it was tampered with, meaning that's a simon, that the trap was tampered with, meaning it caught something. So if you go on Erev Yom Tov and you see that the string is tampered with, bi'adua shemei Erev Yom Tov nitzaydu. So then you know that the animal must have been trapped on Erev Yom Tov. Umutarin, and it's going to be mutter for you to eat that animal on Yom Tov, because it was muchan, it was trapped already before Yom Tov. Now this is not 100% raya, but it seems like that. That's enough that now you could rely, you could assume that the animal was trapped already before Yom Tov, and it's going to be mutter. That Agav, the Tanakhama said not like that. The Tanakhama said that you're not allowed to take an animal from a trap unless you know for sure it was trapped before Yom Tov. The Tanakhama held this wasn't a good enough of a raya. That's what Reb Shimon ben Elazar is coming to be chaylik on. He's coming to say that no, this is a good enough of a raya. If you see that the trap was tampered with on Erev Yom Tov, so then you could assume, be a dua, that it was trapped on Erev Yom Tov and it's going to be mutter. Ba'u matzah and mikul kalin be Yom Tov, but if you only see that it got tampered with on Yom Tov, so then be a dua shabi Yom Tov nitzaydu, so then you know that it was only, the animal was only trapped on Yom Tov, v'asurin, and it's going to be asur for you to shecht that animal because it's not muchan. Now says the Gemara, hagufa kasha, that there seems to be a steer minei ubei in the words of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Because Amrit Ba'u Matza Mikul Kalin Me Erev Yom Tov. First you say that if you go on Erev Yom Tov and you see that the trap was tampered with, so then Bi'adua Shem Erev Yom Tov Nitzaydu. So then you say that, oh, it must be for sure it was trapped before Yom Tov. So, and then it's Mutter. So Taima, why is it Mutter? The Ba'u Matza Mikul Kalin. Only because you found that it was tampered with and therefore you know that it was trapped before Yom Tov. Hasveka. What would be if you're not sure? So it's mashma from the resha that asurin, that would be asur, that safek muchan is asur. But then aim a seifa. But then look at the last words, the end word, the seifa of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. That ba'u matza mikul kalin biyamtif. If you go and you see that the trap is only tampered with on yamtif, so then biyadua shebiyamtif nitzaydu. So then you know that the animal was only trapped on yamtif. So that's mashma that. And then it's going to be aser. So that's mashma. Why is it aser? Taima duvo matzan mikul kalin. It's mashma only because you came on Yom Tov and you found that it was mikul kal, and therefore you know that it was only trapped on Yom Tov. Hasveka may erev Yom Tov nitzaydu umutarin. But mashma, if it would be a case of suffik, you'd be able to assume that it was trapped on erev Yom Tov, and there'll be mutter. You could be mekel. So it's a stiru minei ubei in the diukim of the resha and the sefer Reb Shimon ben Elazar. So says the Gemara Hachikamar, that this is what Rav Shimon ben Elazar meant to say, that Ba'u Matza Mikul Kalin Me Erev Yom Tov, so only if you go and you find that the trap was tampered with on Erev Yom Tov, so then be a doer Shemei Erev Yom Tov Nitzaydu. So then you know for sure that the animal was trapped in Erev Yom Tov, Umutarin, and they're going to be Mutter. Hasfeka, but if you're not sure, so then Nase Kemisha Nitzaydu Be Yom Tov, so then it says if you know that it was trapped only on Yom Tov, Va'asurin, and it's going to be Asur. Which is a classic way in Shas that we answer up when you have a steer between the diukim of a resha and the seifa. We always generally, we typically like to say that the diuk of the resha is the ikur, and you say nasa kami, and so if you're not sure, it's nasa kami the case of the seifa. It's nasa kami that was only trapped on Yom Tov, and the animal is going to be aser. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said that Safek Muchan is Aser, just like the Tanakhama Batzim said. It's just Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was Mekel, that if you see that the animal, that the trap was tampered with on Erev Yom Tov, so you could rely on that as a simon that the animal was trapped Erev Yom Tov. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. he said that the halacha follows Rav Shimon ben Elazar, which again is also saying that Safek Muchan is Asr, so that's our third and final version of what Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, all getting to the basically though the same bottom line, that Safek Muchan is Asr. Says the Gemara Vayter now, we said in the Mishnah that Rav Gamliel v'amar mutarneim, that Rav Gamliel was chalik on the Tanakamu, and Rav Gamliel said that no, Safek Muchan is mutar. So says the Gemara, what did Rabbi Gamliel mean when he said that it's mutar? Mutar in lemai. In what sense is it mutar? So Rav Amar mutar in lekabel. Rav said it's mutar to move it. V'Levi Amar mutar in bachila. Levi said it's even mutar to eat. So Rav said, no, you're not allowed to eat it. That Rabbi Gamliel was just matter that you could move it. It's not muksa in the sense that you're allowed to move it around. But he wasn't mekel ad kedei kach that you could even eat it. The Marshal explains that now, really, there's no difference between eating and moving. If it's muksa, it's muksa. If it's not muksa, it's not muksa. What Rav meant to say is that Rav Gamliel was machmir when it came to eating. The Chasam Sefer says in his Akdama to Maseches Beitza that eating muksa is daraisa even. That even though muksa is derabanan, eating muksa is daraisa. You see, for sure, eating muksa is more chamer than tiltal muksa. So Rav says that Rav Gamliel was only maker when it comes to tiltal. But he was still machmer that you're not allowed to eat the fish or eat the animal that's a safek muchan. And Levi said that no, it's even mutter to eat it. Now, Amar Rav, Rav commented on this machlekes that he had with Levi, and he said he aside in life, la'aylam al-yimna adam atzma mi-beis ha-medrash. The aside is, don't leave the base medrash. Afilu sha'achas, even for a moment. Why do I see that from here? Da'ana v'Levi, havinan kameh de Rebbe, ki amra la l'hashmaitza. Because me and Levi, we were both together when Rebbe was teaching this halacha, that Rav Gamliel says, Safek Muchan is Mutar. We were together in the base medrash. And what happened was, is Ba'arta Amar Mutarin. At night, Rabbi Taka said, Bedas Rav Gamliel, that it's Mutarin Ba'achila. However, Bitsafra, the following morning, when Amar, Rabbi was Chayzer, and Rabbi said that Mutarin Lekabel. He said that no, it's not Mutar to eat it. It's just Mutar and Tiltal. You're allowed to take it and move it, but you still can't eat it. So Anah, so me, says Rav, I, the Havai based on Medrash Hadribi. So I, who was in the base Medrash even in the morning, I got up early, so I was Chayzer. But Levi, do he have a Medrasha? But Levi, who wasn't in the base Medrash early in the morning, so Loi Hadar Bey, so he didn't know that Rebbe was Chayzer, and therefore he wasn't Chayzer. So he got the wrong Psak, because he missed that moment in the base Medrash. Says the Gemara Meisvei, ask the Gemara Kasha, that Nachri Shehevi Dairin Yisrael, the halacha is that if a guy brings a present to a Jew on Yom Tif, so Afilu Dagim Hamuflamim, even if they're fresh looking fish, Upeiros Bnei Yoiman, and Peiros that were just picked that day, so they're mutarin, you're allowed to, they're mutar, whatever mutar means. So says the Gemara, that bishlam alamanda amar mutarin lekabel, it makes more sense if you say that, again, this Tana who said like this is obviously Rabbi Gamliel, who's matir safik muchan. According to the Tanakama, even safik muchan is asr. For sure, this case is gonna be asr. So presumably the Tana over here is Rabbi Gamliel. And now the Brisa says that it's Mutar. So Bishlam, according to Rav, who says it's Mutar in Lekabel, Shapir. So then here also, it's Mutar to be Mekabelet. Elaman Damar Mutar in Bachila. But according to Levi, who said that they're Mutar Bachila even, so Peiros Bnei Yoiman Misharu Bachila. Really? Rabbi Gamliel went so far to say that even Peiros that were just freshly cut that day, they're Mutar Bachila? So says the Gemara, that question doesn't make any sense. Ulatameich, according to your reasoning, Peiros Bnei Yoiman Misharu B'Tiltal? Why does it make any difference? If you know for a fact that they were picked that day, so then they're for sure Muksa. Is a Mutar B'Tiltal? Ella, what would you have to say? That when the Braisa says that they're fresh fish and fresh fruit, it means Ella B'Kavri Da'adime. It means that the fish are reddish. So it looks like it's fresh. It looks very fresh. It looks like it was just trapped and killed that day. Uperi de kvishe biyarka, and fruit that were wrapped in green vegetables, which make them still have the appearance that they're fresh. Askina. That's the case that the Bryce is talking about. Not actually that they're bnei yoyman. They just look like that. Vamai karuluhu bnei yoyman. So why are they called bnei yoyman? Shehen ka'im bnei yoyman. Because they look very fresh. So it's a marisayan issue. That's what the chiddush of the Bryce is. That even though it looks very fresh, since it's not actually fresh, since it's not actually picked that day, so therefore, their mutter, it could even be mutarim ba'achila. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, l'maisa hilchasam, the halacha is that nachri shehevi dairin liyisrael b'yamtif, if a guy brings a present to a yid on yamtif, so the halacha depends as follows. Im yesh me'ayse hamin b'mechubar, if there exists that type of fruit or that type of vegetable, that and it's attached to the ground, so then aser. So then you can't take it from him, because then it's safek muchan. If there's no, it doesn't exist, attached to the ground, such a vegetable or such a fruit, it's only from a different country maybe, so then you know for sure it was already detached going into Yom Tov, you could take it from him. But if there exists, in proximity there, he could have brought it to you, some that vegetable or that type of fruit that's attached to the ground, so then it's a suffix, maybe he plucked it from the ground, and therefore it's going to be asur. Ula erev nami asurin. And not only that, but says Rapapa, even matzah Yom Tov, it's gonna be aser for you to eat the fruit or eat the vegetable, b'chdei sheyasu, until you wait the amount of time it takes, that had the malacha been done, matzah Yom Tov, you would have had it by now. So let's say it would have taken, it takes 20 minutes to go to that farm, and to go pick the vegetable. So then on matzah Yom Tov, you have to wait 20 minutes before you're allowed to eat it. So, it's machlokes rishonim exactly what the reason for this din is. Rashi says it's that you shouldn't be nene from malachas Yom Tov. Being that the guy did it for you on Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to be nene, it's a safek muchan, so you're not allowed to be nene from the guy that which he did this malacha for you on Yom Tov. So even on matzah Yom Tov, we don't want you to be nene from the malacha. So if you eat it right away, matzah Yom Tov, you were still nene from the malacha. Because if not for the guy having done the malacha, you wouldn't have been able to get this orange for another 20 minutes. If we allow you to eat it right away after Yom Tov, you're still being nene from the fact that he did malacha for you. So therefore we say, you have to wait 20 minutes. That's how Rashi learns. That it's that you shouldn't be nene from the malacha on Yom Tov. The Rosh and many other Rishonim learn, that no, the reason why you have to wait b'chdei sheyasu, is because Chazal R'chayshish, that if we allowed the Reuven, let's say, if we allowed Reuven to eat the orange right away, so he's going to think to himself, wow, it was a good thing the guy picked this for me on Yom Tov, and maybe next Yom Tov, he's going to even maybe tell the guy to pick the orange for him, because he saw that it was very helpful, so he might tell the guy next Yom Tov, oh, go pick an orange for me, even though he won't be able to eat it on Yom Tov, but now he won't have to wait those 20 minutes, months of Yom Tov. Since he gains from it, Rechayshesh, that maybe he's going to tell the guy to do it next time. And now a nafkamina, the pais can bring potential nafkamina between this pshat of Rashi and the other Rishonim, is what's the halacha by a yid? Rahman al-Etzlan, let's say a yid does malacha on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. Let's say on Shabbos, Maisa Shabbos, a yid does a malacha on Shabbos. Reuven does a malacha. So the halacha is that Shimon's not allowed to benefit. Let's say Reuven cooks something. So Shimon's not allowed to benefit from that malacha. He can't eat it until Matzei Shabbos. Now by a yid, it never says anything about b'chdei sheyasu. When a yid does a malacha for Shimon. Does Shimon have to wait b'chdei sheyasu? Reuven cooked, he's not allowed to eat it. Shimon's allowed to eat it Matzei Yom Tov, Matzei Shabbos. Does he have to wait b'chdei sheyasu? So if there's an Indian not to be nene from Malachas Yom Tov, like Rashi says, so then over here also, L'chairu, it would make sense, just like we see that the Yid is not allowed to eat it on Shabbos, because he's not allowed to be nene from the Malach of Shabbos, he'd also would not be allowed to eat it Matzei Shabbos, he would have to wait B'chdei Sheyasu, the same Sfarah that he has to wait and he can't eat it on Shabbos, he wouldn't be able to eat it Matzei Shabbos until he waits B'chdei Sheyasu. However, according to the other Rishonim that say that it's because we're chayshish that maybe next Yom Tov you'll tell the guy to pick the orange for you, so that's only going to apply to a guy. We're not chayshish that you're going to tell another yid to go cook for on Shabbos for you. So then the din of kadesh b'chdei sheyasu would only be by a guy and it won't be by a yid, and that's taku the halacha. It's like the other Rishonim. perhaps even Rashi would agree, it's a discussion in the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Ches, but that's the halacha, is that by a yid, so a person does not have to wait on Matzei Shabbos, the Shir Bechdei Shiyasu. But anyways, that's the halacha, says Rav Papa. The halacha is that if a guy brings a present to a yid on Yom Tov, if that min exists b'mechubber, so you have to be choishesh, that it's suffering muchan, it's going to be aser. Says the Gemara Vayter, v'im ein me'aysa min b'mechubber, if that min doesn't exist attached to the ground in your locale, so then seichat teichat chum mutter. So then if you know that he brought it from within the tchum, so then it's going to be mutter, because then no malacha was done. However, chutz le tchum aser. However, if you brought it from outside the tchum, so then you're not going to be, then he did the malacha, he went past the tchum to bring it to you, you weren't able to get it, so it was muksa, and therefore it's going to be a problem to eat it. And then concludes, Rapapa v'haba bishvil Yisrael zeh, mutter li Yisrael acher. If the guy went and he brought, let's say, the orange from outside the tchum for Reuven, so we said it's also for Reuven to eat it, still it's going to be mutter for Shimon to eat it. Now Rashi says that he doesn't even know what's the pshat. It's muksa. How is Shimon allowed to eat it? So Rashi says maybe tchumen, they were mekel, and they allowed Shimon to eat it. They were allowed this is the rabbanan for Shimon, and they were mekel on the isra of tchumen.